Blog Talk Radio.
Conservative Talk Radio. My name is Tracy.
And I'm just plain Bill.
And we're here to discuss another interesting week in the land of Oz.
Ooh. I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but yeah, that could be.
I'm just trying to think exactly, you know, which character Obama plays.
Well, he is not the man behind the curtain.
He's not the man behind the curtain.
Nope. Not him.
He's certainly not the Wicked Witch of the East.
No, that'd be Nancy.
Even though she's from the West.
She's in the West, but yeah, I know.
And her sister, the Wicked Witch of the West, was dead early, so we can't really consider her to be a character.
Right.
We could consider him to be the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, but he gets his courage during the story. I mean, you think that's going to work?
Well, you know, there's always hope that, you know, Obama would actually grow into the position.
Oh, I see. This is hope and change.
Hope and change.
Yeah.
Well, I'm changing to hope.
Yeah, okay.
Then the question becomes, does that make Sarah Palin, you know, Dorothy?
Ooh. Ooh.
And Mitt Romney to be Toto?
No. Yeah. Yeah, probably. He's a lapdog. Sure. That'll work.
Let's see. Tin Man would be McCain?
Yeah, it could be. I'm kind of racking my brain here saying, well, okay, is there somebody else that fits that better? But, yeah, it could be.
Who else are we missing? Oh, Scarecrow.
Oh, no. Now, see, I like Obama for Scarecrow.
Okay. I'd kind of buy that idea.
Yeah.
I kind of buy that. He's kind of goofy looking, yeah.
Yeah, he is. That's for sure. God, cartoonists, you know, if they'd ever grow a set, cartoonists could have such good fun with him.
Yeah, you know, there's just so many places to go. You know, Sci-Fi Channel had a remake of The Wizard of Oz that I only saw parts of, which actually looks kind of good.
Uh-huh.
But I wish I had been able to see more of it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm kind of going off on this little tangent here today is, to be perfectly honest with everybody, last week I got 25 cases dumped onto my lap.
Ow!
And,
ow!
14 of them came between Thursday and Friday, and all of them came back with a requirement to be done by this week. Half of them to be done by the tomorrow morning.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. Oops.
I've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
Troll War has continued unabated.
Yes, it has.
I don't know if you've come across it, but it's been pretty extensive for quite a while. There's a troll crew that tends to feed off each other. I think we're getting the upper hand.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Huh.
Well, one of the things that I always think about is when somebody says you're just ignorant and then walks away,
mm-hmm.
You won.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything else to throw back at it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, and when they start recycling, I call them flashcards.
Oh, yeah. I saw your tweet about that, by the way.
Yeah.
I was going to respond to that, saying, no, libs don't buy anything.
Well, they could be handmade lib cards. You know,
well, they could be, I suppose.
The idea of flashcards being that they just recycle the same, you know, words over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, more often than not, I'm not interested in, you know, hearing the same stuff. I said it, you know, every lib troll starts off with me like, you're fat and ugly.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Okay, I'm fat and ugly.
Yeah.
Big deal. So what?
Yeah.
You know, take a look at my picture. Duh.
Yeah. So now what?
now what we're going to. You know, right, anything else you got going on here?
Yeah, right.
You know, and of course, you know, libs, I mean, the lib trolls are very much like normal libs. If you actually, in any shape or form, treat them the way they're treating you, they get, like, offensive. Oh, man, you can't say that. That's not being nice.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Okay. Weren't you just the one that was just calling me, a this and a that and the other thing, and I just called you one little asshole, and they're like,
exactly. Well, obviously you're a violent racist or something.
Okay, I try to avoid this because it just opens itself up, but you know, it's like a primate, and that's the only way that I could do it that would save me any moral hash beating. You know, it's like a primate in a cage screaming and yelling and throwing its feces at everyone and then getting all, you know, indignant about, you know, people getting all offended by it. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's all they do. Just,
yep.
You know, if you happen to be walking by, they catch you, you know, they throw some shit at you, you know, start screaming and yelling at you, taunting, you know, and you can either throw stuff back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Which just gets them all excited and happy and, you know, they found someone new to play with.
Yep.
Or, you know, you can start taunting them in such a way that doesn't play into their game. And that usually just pisses them off.
Yeah.
You know, I've been told by somebody, they really hate you. You know, emphasis, really hate you. And I'm thinking, like, cool.
Ah, works.
Like, you know, hate is such a stupid emotion, and when people really engage in it, you can pretty much guarantee they're just going to be stupid.
Yep. I will admit to succumbing to that emotion. You know, there are some times it is just like, okay, I hate them.
none of them are worth that kind of effort.
I know.
They're not even worth, you know, a righteous indignation about it.
Yeah.
I
mean, yep.
You know, it's just, I mean, I call them children. They keep going, dead, all you could say is child, or something. You know, I just keep talking to my, you know, the apparent age group that I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all I can do, you know. You know, if you're going to act like a 10-year-old, I'm going to kind of treat you like a 10-year-old.
There you go. Hey, did you happen to see? I'm going to change the subject a little bit here.
That's quite.
But nevertheless, did you happen to see the latest thing coming out of the EU? And that is that the EU, at least one of the. I don't know if they're legislators or what they are, but anyway, out of Brussels has come a pronouncement that tourism is a human right.
What?
And pensioners, youths, and those too poor to afford it should have their travel subsidized by the taxpayer.
I heard it in a slightly different way other than tourism.
Uh-huh.
I heard vacations were right.
Yep. Absolutely.
just kind of.
I know.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about this rights thing, because, you know, it's a. Well, let's go back to Europe for a second, because there was a lot of talk over the last 2 days about, and this is to show you the stupidity of the group. Climatologists, and I'm going to put the particular group here in the same group as cosmetologists.
Or cosmologists.
No, not cosmologists.
Cosmetologists. No? Oh, you like them, huh?
No, I don't. Anyway, they said because of all the planes that were down.
Right.
The carbon footprint was less, and so the Earth was going to cool.
Oh, really?
They completely ignored, you know, that 60,000 tons of, you know, ash and sulfur that was being spewed out of Iceland every hour.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, it's the planes that were taking things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting things down there.
Okay, fine.
Did you notice that there is actually another volcano in the, I think it's the South Pacific, that has broke water?
No. I didn't see that.
I saw pictures of it.
Oh.
All right.
We got a new island.
Yeah, we got a new island.
I wonder if anybody's claimed it yet.
I've been told I need to talk economics.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure, go ahead.
Talk economics. All right. The airlines are in deep shit.
Yes, they are.
And, of course, they're asking for a handout. Let the EU do it. You know, our planes are flying. Let's talk about this for a second. We have a whole lot of green sprouts all over the place.
Yeah, I'm looking out here at my front yard, and that's true.
There are a whole lot of little things that seem to be slowly getting better.
Yes.
Now, that in and of itself is not enough to suggest the economy is getting on its feet, only because you and I agree on this, and most people will pay attention. Most people that pay attention understand this. Nothing is getting better. Okay, every single measure of what the economy is doing, with the exception of the stock market, which is, you know,
irrational. Yes.
Every single piece of evidence in the economy that things are improving are not actually improving. They're just getting worse less quickly.
Yes, that's true.
So when somebody says things are getting better, the answer is no, not really. They're just getting worse less quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people want to spin that to say that that's an improvement.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, it's kind of like saying, okay, well, we've amputated the leg, now we're going to the fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
good analogy.
We're seeing an improvement in your father. Oh, you are? Yes, we've taken three fingers today.
Yeah, exactly.
See? Things are looking up. Okay, so, although, have you noticed any... The unemployment numbers are absolutely getting worse.
Yes, they are. In fact, the trend line is
reversing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good trend line.
That was as you and I expect.
Mm-hmm.
Today's what, the 20th? Today's the 20th. So
yes,
in 10 days, the latest version of the cash for housing subsidy ends. I haven't heard anybody suggesting that it's going to be extended. Have you heard anything? I've not seen or heard anybody.
I have not seen or heard anything that it is...
be extended.
Yeah. Now,
not a word.
What I have heard is that in, this is April, in March, foreclosures were up.
Yeah, BKs are going through the ceiling.
Yes, they are.
Obviously, I'm getting 25 cases last week. It was just a dump, and I've been told by two of my clients to expect at least what they gave me last week next week.
Oh God.
So, and so I'm not looking to any break at this particular
mm-hmm.
point. Things have gone from crazy to nuts, and of course Victoria's office is going crazy too. So bankruptcies are going through the ceiling.
Yep.
I'm seeing in the petitions that I'm doing lots of people that were on unemployment not on unemployment anymore.
Ooh.
It's not even a matter of the fact that the government is still in the effort of continuing to extend it.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about people that have reached a year and a half, 2 years on unemployment.
Ouch.
There's just, you just can't keep going. At some point, it's going to stop.
Yes, it is.
So we're seeing, I'm seeing on the petitions that I'm seeing more and more people that are a year or more out in unemployment. So we're seeing that particular hardship coming in there. Real estate prices are continuing to drop, although there are some places, of course, our San Diego experience suggests that they're still going up in some places.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that going up, not with the number of people that are going for first-time unemployment claims, which is kind of interesting. We've been averaging about 450,000, between 400,000 and 500,000 new unemployment claims a week now for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm gonna think about that. 400,000 a week times a year. That's
not well. Times 52. It's a big number.
That can't be 20 million people. Is that 20 million?
No.
Come on. Who's got a calculator? 400,000 times 52.
God. Calculators, calculators.
8 is 20. And we got to add 50s. And we do that. That's 20 million people. That's 40 million people that have gone on unemployment in the last 2 years. 40 million people have gone on unemployment at some point in the last 2 years for the first time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
40 million people, we only have a base of about 139 million is the working base? 136 million? 136 million. So 40 million is about, what, 25%?
Mm-hmm.
25%
which,
of the workforce
which corresponds very closely to what the U6 number is.
U6 is still not being reported over 20%.
Then.
But I think they're still screwing with that because they're still reducing the size of the workforce.
Yes, they are.
And
we know that that's not true.
Right. We should double check. Somebody double check. Anybody out there double check. What was the average workforce size in 2008? I'm betting it's right around 139 million, and I'm betting we're probably reporting it to be around 130 million now.
Actually, Hot Air had something on that, and it was a graph, and it had to do with, as you and I both know, Obama cooking the books on what unemployment is, and I'm trying to find it even as we speak here. And I'm not seeing it.
Well, I mean, keep digging on that.
Yep.
I'm looking at the first-time home buyers expiring at the end of this month. I don't perceive they're going to go forward with it there, only because they're going to count on the summer buying season to be going up.
Well, you know, they've got another program to replace that with, not in terms of the
tax credit.
Well, no, not in terms of the home market, but in terms of cash for clunker appliances.
Oh, that's so stupid.
I know. It is so dumb.
First of all, on our garage, in our garage, there's a plaque in our garage.
Yes?
We are a certified Energy Star house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, all right.
So that's a plaque that was put up before we bought the house. It was a certified Energy Star house. I really don't understand how a refrigerator with an ice maker can be considered to be Energy Star.
Yeah, I know.
Functionally, I just don't think that that's an actual thing.
Nah.
And I'm telling you that all of our big windows, all of our double-paned windows, all the big ones,
yep,
are all blown.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. I've got a couple that way, too. I'm just not quite ready to put out bucks to replace them.
Yeah, you know, and that's very normal. For those of you that don't know, double-pane windows are really, really good for about 3 years.
Yep. Yep, yep.
And that's about it.
Yep.
When I started noticing that the issue was there, I went to the warranty on the thing, and this is 18 months. Okay,
yeah.
So the question is, let's get rid of, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand tons worth of appliances that have lead in them, have various forms of refrigerant and gases and
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff. It's just dumb. I mean, the worst thing they're going to do is the one thing that they should probably not do, and that's to let the tax credits, the tax rates change at the end of the year.
Yep.
They should absolutely keep those in there. They're going to let them go. There's absolutely no way in hell that they're going to keep those.
Exactly.
Obama's budgets don't allow us to do so, and mm-hmm. they're a nightmare with them gone. So, or with them in, because the CBO says they're still in, and they're still in. Anyways, all right, so how's California doing on unemployment?
California hit a record.
Of course.
A modern day record, 12.6%.
Hey, yeah. Pretty soon you're gonna follow right along the footsteps of the way you did. You know, Detroit used to make cars, and then California made cars, and Detroit became a ghost town. And
mm-hmm.
I'm moving into your ghost town.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, one of the interesting phenomena is that if you look at where unemployment is concentrated, it is absolutely amazing that it is in cities and states that have been under Democratic control for a large number of years.
Oh, yeah. Well, all you got to do is take a look at Detroit. 50 years worth of liberal management is estimated that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you want to find out what happens when liberalism gets tried, look at Detroit.
Yep.
You know, in a capitalistic environment. In a capitalistic environment that allows the free movement of capital and resources.
Yep.
Because, we look at Europe, and we don't see that kind of decimation in Europe,
mm-hmm.
despite, decades, and this is the mistake I think the liberals make. They look at Europe and go, well, see, Europe isn't facing all that kind of decimation, because of liberal policy, so it must be, we're not doing it right, or maybe it's capitalism that's making it worse. No, it's the ability of capital and resources to pick up and move places, you know, that are better for it. Something that you just can't have in Europe.
Exactly. I mean, where are you going to go?
Right. I mean, you know, if you're going to pick up shop and move from Germany to France.
Exactly.
Oh, that's going to help.
Right.
and how much vacation does the EU think is a right?
They didn't say in any of the articles that I browsed on it. They just the Brussels guy just said, "Yep, it's a right." And all you folks that are still earning something, you all need to kick in and pay something towards all those poor folks that don't get to go on vacation.
All right. Now.
Yep.
You
bet your Red Ryder.
I asked somebody, what their premise was on. They called me an uncompromising conservative. I thought, oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you very much.
But I asked him what if his political philosophy could be based, if he had one, I'm not suggesting that he did, but if he had one, what premise was it based on? And his response was, equality, justice, opportunity, empathy, compassion. Let's think about that. Equality. His political philosophy is equality. Now, I'm kind of up on the idea of equality, but it kind of depends on what he means by equality.
Exactly.
Equality under the law? I'm there.
Oh, yep. You betcha.
I'm there. Not a problem.
I'm okay with that.
Equality of outcome?
Equality of opportunity, though. You betcha, Red Ryder. I'm there.
No, I'm not up on the general idea of equality of opportunity, because that would suggest, okay, that I and my college degree and 20 years of experience should be given an equal opportunity with somebody that's 18, a high school graduate, and no experience.
Mm-mm. No, but it does mean that 18-year-old high school graduate has an opportunity to get 20 years of experience and a college degree.
Okay, well, if you want to talk about that, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
So justice.
Is this social justice we're talking about, or is this justice under the law?
No,
and how perverted are we going to make that law?
Justice is really, really bad, people.
You know it is. My God.
Let's talk about that from an economic point of view.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because economics really does have a lot to say about that.
Well, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, fine.
You know what? I'm not gonna go into this. You know why I'm not gonna go into this?
No.
I could spend the next 2 hours talking about the stupidity of this point of view. And all of it, is offensive to the principle of individual liberty and individual responsibilities.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to concede the premise.
Okay.
I'm not going to go from that particular point and concede the premise. All right. So, all these green spouts, kind of like mold growing on,
Yeah. Right, by cottage cheese or something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just a really thin layer of fuzziness going on here. The economy is going to get worse. There's really no option about it. I'm really kind of hoping that cap and tax begins the next discussion. Although it looks like the financial reform, this is insanity.
Yes, it is.
People are saying, don't you want to, curtail them? Yeah, I would. Unfortunately, the law that's being presented isn't going to do that.
No. In fact, it bails them out permanently.
Too big to fail
gets extended not only from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, but to every other industry.
Yeah, it's not good. And I think there's going to be enough Republicans that are going to pass it.
Yeah?
I really do. Hmm. So, and there is more and more, I'm really heartened by this. There is more and more people paying attention to the fact that, you know, while we want the Democrats out and we want Obama curtailed, the Republicans are not exactly, you know, a great
covered with glory here. Hmm.
Because they're constantly doing stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to go into specifics because for the last 10 days I've been really busy.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to get some specifics on that, but we should probably actually pay attention to some of the specifics. Now, my friend in San Diego, Terry, wants me to spend more time talking about getting people elected rather than lib trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I voted last week here.
Oh, and how did that work?
I only had two places to vote, two things to vote in. I could vote for the 7 judges that were running unopposed.
Wow.
Or I could vote for 3 guys for an appellate court position. One of them, which had no judicial experience, versus 2 that had judicial experience. So, of course, this is Wisconsin. You know who won.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much to vote for at this particular point in time. It'll be more so in September when we have our big primaries before the November elections.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm going to be gone, so it's not going to be.
Oh, yeah, right.
I may be in California in time to do some voting in California.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And then I'll lend my support to Barbara Boxer.
Oh, yeah, right, sure.
I mean, Charlie Polarina. You know.
Oh, God.
You know, I'll find somebody to vote there. Yes, I'll consider Chuck Terry.
Yeah.
If I get to vote. I mean, you know, I may not be able to vote. You know, I'll try. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
But the question will be, you know, if the economy turns around and does well over the next 5 or 6 months, the Democrats will keep the Senate. They're still going to lose a lot of House seats. There's nothing they can do to prevent that.
No, that's just not going to happen.
You know, the question is it going to be 30? Is it going to be 50? You know, 30 is, you know, if the economy is good, 50, what do we have on our, wait a second, let's get out our trusty, beat a dead horse. Okay, no,
uh-oh.
Weather
beating
not
up dead horses now.
Elector.
PETA's going to get after you, you know that.
Huh?
PETA is going to get after you for that, you do know that, right?
Beating dead horses. Apparently they're upset about carrying a cat by its neck. I don't know.
They're always upset about
something. S-O-T-U. Shut. No, that's not that. Haiti. What's going on with Haiti? We put any more money in there?
Haiti is old news. The only thing recently that I heard about it was the 760 some odd billion dollars that the UN put into that. Went mostly to their own people.
Okay. Bill said 9.5 unemployment by the end of April.
Yep.
I don't think. Well, let me see. What are the odds of us dropping another 2 points? Or wait, 9.6.
Not good. Well, I don't know. This administration can cook their books a lot.
Yeah. We said 2 Supreme Court justices would retire. Or I said 2 Supreme Court justices retire, both libs. All got one.
Yeah, so far.
Well,
no, he's coming up on his second one. Sotomayor replaced one.
But
now he's going to replace
Sotomayor was last year.
Oh, that's right. Yep, it was.
So this was after that. So he's going to get three.
Yeah, probably.
If the economy improves, if economy improves, we're going to do that stuff. If not, GOP gets 40 seats in the House and 6 in the Senate.
I think you better revise that upwards.
If the economy fails, yeah, 40 and 6. Unemployment at 12.2 and U6 at 23% by the end of the year.
Yep.
Okay, so my prediction was 40 seats if the economy doesn't improve. Now, I think it'll be 50
yep.
at this point. It'll be 50. I think it'll be 30 if things don't get any worse than they are right now, if they stay just the way they are.
That isn't good.
So, you know, 30 with 6 Senate.
Still doesn't take back
Senate,
control of either
if
one.
Things hold up where they are. Can we get 10? I don't think we can get 10.
Yeah, man, that's awful tough. I mean, just looking at you know, how many seats are up for each one. I mean, that's awful hard to do.
Well, here's the thing. You know, can Obama manipulate what's going on in the press?
God.
To get everyone thinking that what they're going to do at the end of the year isn't going to be bad. They're going to suggest the tax cuts are going to expire at the end of the year. They have to spin it as that's going to be a good thing,
mm-hmm.
even though every business person on the planet is going to be telling them we're screwed.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, how are they going to spin that? Is anybody going to believe in hope and change come November that things are going to get better?
The current polls would not bear that out. But those are current.
I'm still not liking the Republicans. Damn.
No, I'm not liking them much either.
The leadership continues to do kind of stupid, screwy shit.
Yes, they do. God.
We missed something last week that I did want to talk about.
Okay.
And it's kind of important because it's one of those things. Did I put this in here? Oh, yes, I did. Successful terror attack, less than 50 dead, not lone like Hansen. And immigration amnesty passes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to get immigration to pass. If they put it on the docket, they'll get it to pass. Because they're gonna just be able to pull off 3 or 4 Republicans to get it to pass.
Well, I would suggest to you that if that's true, they better not be Republicans that are up for election this year.
Well, I'm going to wonder how they can spin that as a jobs bill. Everything's going to be a jobs bill.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is going to give jobs to, well, they'll be Americans.
Yeah, right, once we're done.
yeah,
right.
Bad things, I think it's going to be a hot summer, but I don't know in what way.
Well,
I have both agreed the shoe has dropped.
Yeah.
Just hasn't hit yet.
Yep, that's true. I there was an interesting report out today that Obama called Scott Brown out of Massachusetts. Obama was on Air Force One, and who knows where Scott was. And that was ostensibly to talk about his financial reform and cap and trade. But apparently at the end of the conversation, he said that, oh, yeah, by the way, we will be bringing immigration reform to the table in the next month.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea for them to do it over the summer.
Well, I remember a couple of summers ago when they tried that and it didn't get anywhere.
Well, I'm not suggesting that it's going to be good for Obama to do so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think it's just going to be good for them to try.
No. Okay.
Because I'd rather them do that than cap and trade.
Well, somebody on the Republican side opined that they didn't have more than 26 votes right now for cap and trade.
What, on immigration or cap and trade?
Cap and trade.
Well, here's my problem with cap and trade. My problem with cap and trade is that everyone will get all scared about cap and trade,
mm-hmm.
and the markets will get all jittery and do weird things, and then they'll realize that, you know, they were overreacting.
Mm.
And then things will turn just in time to go positive, you know, before the election.
Mm.
So I'd rather them not deal with cap and trade at this point. I'd rather them deal with immigration, which is just going to piss off people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to piss off my parents. My parents have been voting Democrat for, you know, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were just berserk about, you know, the Republicans trying that stuff. They'll just fall off the deep end if Obama
tries
it.
Yep.
So I think that's a good place for that to go. Pammy, you said 12%, or did I say 12% and you wrote down 12% for unemployment? I think we could get a nice little spike in unemployment with the college graduates.
Oh, yeah. There aren't any jobs out there for them to get, so yeah.
And I wonder, you know, I was in the mall today. CJ was at the mall, so I had to pick up at the mall today. I don't recall seeing a whole lot of for hiring signs, which is really prevalent this time of year. You know, because kids are getting ready to come out of school and stuff like that, so they're getting ready to do the summer hiring. And we talked to our favorite ice cream place, and they said they would be accepting applications during April to get people on the ball starting in May. But I don't remember seeing any help wanted signs.
Nope.
I'm seeing lots of for rent signs, but not so much help wanted signs.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did I tell you we fired our real estate agent?
No, I did not. You did not? First time hearing about it.
We fired our real estate agent.
Cool.
He wanted to reduce the price 7% a month.
Oh, my God.
Think about that. 7% a month. You know,
7%?
7%.
Man.
Here, prices went down 3%. We're not a bubble.
Yeah.
What was that? The tax assessment went down on my property.
Really? Hmm.
9%.
Wow.
9%.
Hmm. So your tax assessment went down. Other properties are declining at what, 3% per annum on value?
Right.
And your realtor wanted you to go down by 7% a month?
A month.
If you annualize that out, that's like a lot.
Yeah. So
that's like 84%.
We said no.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I want the house to sell because we're moving, but you know, and we're not going to get any money out of it, so it doesn't make any difference what it sells at. That's not going to affect the thing. But I'm sitting there like going, no.
Mm.
No, I mean, you know, if we're going to have a fire sale, you know, just let me torch the place.
Yeah.
Now, see, they're going to record that, and if the place burns down, I'm going to get my butt in a sling.
if the place burns down, you're going to get your butt in a sling?
Right, because I said, you know, let me torch the place.
Yep. Just make sure that you're all away from home.
Except for the animals. We have to leave the animals.
You got to leave the animals. Well, just leave a door open or something so they can get out.
No, you can't do that. Otherwise,
dang, okay, I'm sorry.
You got to leave all the good stuff here, you know?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no way to do that. I'll get in trouble for that, too.
Yeah, probably.
A meteor could hit our house, and I'm going to get in trouble for it if it burns down.
You know, that's true.
By the way, a meteor did land here in Wisconsin last week.
It did?
Yeah.
Was it little, big?
No, apparently they said about a ton. They expected it was probably about a ton when it hit the atmosphere.
Wow.
And it exploded about 60 or 70 miles from here. It exploded and rained pieces down upon the farms.
Cool. Man. So
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, actually, that would be kind of fun, and I'd sure like to get a piece of one of those.
You know, see, we missed the earthquake. We were missed the meteor.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
we missed the meteor. God.
No.
You better start paying attention here, damn it.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I'm busy. down here in my little cave,
just typing away.
Wars going on. People are getting elected. Things are falling from the sky. Biblical abortions. Dogs sleeping with cats.
Oh, Lord.
Now, let me be real gross for a second. It's going to be a hot summer. Do you know why I know it's going to be a hot summer?
Tell me why it's going to be a hot summer, Tracy.
Do you know how many ticks I've taken off our dogs in the last 2 days?
Oh, God.
14.
Ow. You got
14.
Ow. You get Frontline or anything like that? I mean, that's supposed to...
I can't use it.
Oh, you can't use it?
No. Chow is... has seizures because of the medicine.
I can't even
have it in the house.
Well, be picking them ticks.
Little brown deer ticks. Pain in the butt. This is what drives me crazy. Okay? I've taken two off of their noses.
Their noses?
Their noses. Stupid dogs.
Jesus. What? What did they do? They found a tick nest or something and stuck their nose in there, or what?
I don't know. I took one off of my leg. Now, I wasn't walking in the grass. I was walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but you probably picked it up from the dog. I mean, that's typically how you're getting them. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Arkansas Traveler, they're paying $100 to $500 per piece of meteor.
Wow.
Yeah, if you get a pretty good size. And they had somebody on the news. The piece was about 3 inches in diameter and weighed almost a pound. Very heavy. Very, very heavy.
Very heavy. Yeah.
It's worth some bucks, and lots of people were doing it. Unfortunately, we're in plowing season. So many of those fields were being turned this weekend.
Yeah, oh, God.
So, too late! Too late!
Yeah, okay.
Right. Now, so, next week, or is it Thursday? No, it can't be Thursday. It has to be next week. We'll get the first GDP release for the first 3 months of the year.
Yes, we will. Yep.
Predictions.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Want to take a guess?
Well, okay. Government number, not my number. Government number. I'm thinking a 3.6 GDP for the first quarter.
4.2.
Okay.
I'm going to call it 4.2. 3.6 and 4.2. We both think government's going to happen.
Remember, folks, those are government numbers. Not
government
necessarily ours.
Government numbers.
Yeah. Yep.
Only because it looks like some durables have been doing pretty good. I don't know why.
Well, rail freight traffic is up. I ran across that last week. So there could be some reasons why that could come out there. And employment is in fact a lagging indicator.
I'm assuming that between exports and inventories, we'll get about a 2.5 point bump.
Mm-hmm.
Those two will give us about a 2.5 point bump.
Well, and we'll also get a bump because of energy costs.
They're up a little bit.
Yep, they're up a little bit. You know, so when you start adding all of that up, yeah, I'm willing to say based on government numbers that we're gonna show a positive 3.5 and you're at a 4.2 and that's fine. I'm just wondering when the stock market is finally gonna recognize reality.
Tammy said
2.5. 2.5. Ooh. Pessimist.
You're talking down the economy, Pammy. You can't do that.
Mm-mm. God, probably get a phone call from Barack saying, hey, what's going on here? Yeah, yeah.
You know what the other part of that is Pammy, we're not talking about the real number.
No, we're talking about the government number.
Talk about the real number.
Yeah.
You know what, you might be right. No, you know, I still think it's 2.5 is what we're going to see as a bump in inventory and exports. Has government spending gone up? What has the government been spending on? It's been going up 9% a month. I don't know what the hell they're spending the money on.
Don't know.
So, okay. 4.2, 3.6, and 2.5 for Miss Pammy.
Yep.
Those are pretty good numbers. All right.
Oh, yeah. What?
We have a request. We've got 7 minutes.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Arkansas Traveler says all commodities are going up. Actually, oil prices are going back down a little bit right now because all the planes have been grounded. They don't need as much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, State Department came out and said that global warming was here and it was primarily man-caused. So anything that takes that down has got to be good, right?
Man-caused.
Yep.
Arkansas Traveler wants to know, and he's asked me this a couple of times, how you and I ended up on this show together. I think
really?
On the show together. You know,
well, God, you got to go back about 2 years to get to that story.
And it includes railroads.
Ooh, railroads? I don't remember railroads.
You said I was a good engineer.
Oh, yeah. I did say that. Yes, indeed. I don't think it was quite in the context of railroads, but yes, indeed, I said that. Jeez.
The short answer is this. Both of us started with the American Conservative Party, but when it was still the American Conservative, thought. Both of us started early on in the process of working on building the American Conservative Party. And about 5 months into the process, 4 months into the process, we were finally getting to the point where we were beginning to establish a hierarchy, people to actually start doing things and being responsible for things. And I was the chairperson of the executive committee, and we had been originally set up with the idea that we would have 9 people on the executive committee. And those 9 people were elected, sort of. And 4 people decided that they were not interested and bailed on the party and never even said boo. Didn't say goodbye, just bailed.
Just bailed. Yep.
And that left us with five. And because we were web-based starting, lots of people used handles, internet names, not their real names. And I've always used my real name. It's always been out there. I've never done anything different than that. That's not 100% true. Back, 18 years ago, I used the handle. But as far as the internet is concerned, it's always been my name. We had five people, and we, working together, we wanted to know who we were dealing with. So we had a very simple rule. You had to give us your name, address, and phone number. Your real name, your real address, your real phone number. Yeah, we knew who we were talking about. We were talking about money and, legal filings with the IRS and with, federal, elections commissions. So these were going to be things there. And one person said no. Didn't want to give up their anonymity. And we said, you have to or else. And they said, well, or else. And then I said, fine, or else you're done. And then they said, well, wait a second. I wasn't really serious. And I said, I was. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were down to four, and I said that wasn't going to work real well. So we tried to decide who was going to be, who we needed to bring somebody else on. And after some discussion, we asked Bill to join the executive committee as our fifth member. Bill graciously agreed to do so. And then I decided that I needed somebody to kind of offset my... Oh, I don't know, what would you say?
Impetuosity?
Let's just say my purity.
Yeah.
My obstinance.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
that. My willingness to roll over anybody that got in my way.
Yeah, that's true.
And I decided that the one person that seemed to be doing a really good job of standing up to that particular process was Bill, and so Bill became the vice chair, much to his consternation. the radio show, I've had access to Blog Talk Radio for going on 3 years, and had planned on using it for a lot of different things. We decided I was going to start using it for the party's purposes. And I started doing the party purposes, and then occasionally I would have a guest. Bill came on, and we had a very good conversation, and I thought it would be a good thing, that we continue to have those conversations. And then we screwed things up. We started talking about the show before the show, and we had these really great conversations, and then when we got onto the show, it was like, okay, now what do we talk about?
Exactly.
So we stopped talking about the show before the show so that we could talk about the show on the show, and you could actually pay attention to the fact that we had these interesting conversations.
Yep.
Now, and so there we are, 18 months later. I think it's been about 18 months.
Yeah, something close to that, yeah.
18 months
yep.
later. Here we
yep,
are.
Yep. Yep.
This show. And I think generally it works really, really well because we actually do have a very solid agreement about principles. We do not have a solid agreement about how, in reality, those things get worked. And I think
yep.
that comes out, and it works really well.
Yeah. It seems to work with us. And you're right. We did screw it up at first in that we did some pre-show planning, which devolved into conversations, and then we didn't have a whole lot to talk about during the show. So what we decided as a conscious effort was to say, you know what? We aren't going to do any pre-show planning. We are simply going to take our conversation and put it out there in the public and let you all decide whether you like it or don't like it. If you like it, you'll tune in, and if you don't like it, you won't.
But we like the conversation, so it really doesn't make any difference to us.
Yep.
Well, frankly,
that's right.
30 seconds left.
Okay. Louisa Ma, Mama Gurkha, Just Me Pammy, Arkansas Traveler, Hippie Chick, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you all later.
Cantankerous. I don't think Phil is cantankerous.
Yeah.
time when you can think of. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. We'll
good night, folks.
For all you people that are still paying attention, unfortunately, you can't be paying attention because you can only hear this part on the podcast. So,
yep.
Show is over. You actually have to wait for it to be posted about 20 minutes from now before you can.
Exactly.
What's going on right now. Too bad.
Oh,
we can keep talking.
Well, and not really only that, but I have to run because I didn't get any dinner yet.
Aw, poor
I know. I'm wasting away to a fragment of my former self here.
We had roast chicken yesterday.
Ooh.
And I ate the rest of it today.
Wow.
I won't tell you how much of the roast chicken was left from yesterday. I had the rest of it tonight.
Good for you.
All right, that's fine because we've had a busy day and I got
yep.
other things to do. So.
And you probably still have petitions to get out.
You know what? I'm not going to get any done today. I got one at 7 o'clock this morning. I got up, I sat down on the computer, and somebody said, can you have this done? They're going to come in by noon. And I'm like, oh, man. And Victoria had a client at 9, which meant, you know, I couldn't do anything before about 10.
Oh, man.
And because they're on a different time zone. That meant that I had only about an hour to do it, and I got it done in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it down its way. And then about 2 hours later, I got an email from the operations person in that law office. Boy, was they pissed.
Really?
Not at me. Apparently, you know, the petition showed up. I got the petition there 10 minutes before the client showed up.
Yeah.
So nobody had a chance to review it, and there was lots of issues open on about it. The client was upset that everything wasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney was upset because they only had 10 minutes to review it. You know, the person that's in charge of workflow was upset because, you know, they only gave me the file on Friday, and, you know, one of 13 files that I got from them on Thursday and Friday, you know, and nobody told me that they were coming in today. So it was like, you know, I got the ones that were supposed to be done for Monday and Tuesday done, you know, over the weekend, Friday and over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody told me this one was supposed to be done, and so I wasn't in trouble for it, you know, but
wow.
apparently all hell broke loose at that office.
Boy.
Which is fine, you know.
Well, yeah.
I told them, I had 25 cases last week, and everybody wants them done for this week.
Yeah.
You know, doing the best I can. So.
Exactly. And you know, you can only do what you can do, one. And two, you really need to think about franchising this thing.
The only problem is that I this is, most people that start a business will tell you that this is important. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, you take care of your clients well.
Yep.
Preparing a bankruptcy petition is an extremely detailed process.
Yeah.
And a lot of what goes into it is interpretation of the information you're given and then putting it in a way that is both factually correct but is also organized in a way that is, you know, coherent to everybody that looks at it.
Oh, boy.
That process takes time. It takes
a fair
amount of experience. And it's not something that is taught very easily. However, that said, you're right. I mean, you know, I can maintain this workflow for a week or two, but if this was to be maintained, I'm in deep doo-doo. It's really, really hard. And did I tell you that the car broke down last week?
Yes, you did. But you got another one?
We did get a replacement for it. I was able to take it to the shop today to have them take a look at it. The head gasket leaks not badly, and I'll probably be able to nurse it for quite a while, which is good. You know, it's just a little bit of water, a little bit of oil, not much of either, and it looks like it's seepage, so it's not a problem.
Mm.
But I stuck there for three hours today, plus clients. You know, I didn't get home until almost 5 o'clock this evening, and then I had to go pick up CJ at the mall. By the time I got back, you know, and I had to come down to get ready for the show, You know, yep. I got that one petition done this morning, and that was it. I needed to get three done today, and that was not going to happen. And we have a court 90 minutes away from here tomorrow morning.
Oh, God.
So we have to be, we'll be out of here early in the morning. It's 90 miles. It'll take us about 70 minutes to get up there, 70, 80 minutes to get up there. The hearing will last 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
And because of where that court is in the situation, we must attend in person.
Oh, great.
And by phone, so we have to attend in person. So we'll go up there for grand total 5 minutes and then turn around and come back.
Yep.
You know, three and a half, four hours.
And blow half a day.
Well, half a day. Yeah. You know, for a 5 minute hearing.
Yep.
So, you know, and then I'll be able to sit down and do petitions, you know, tomorrow.
Yep.
So, well. Anyways. All right, go have dinner.
All righty, kid. We will talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.